Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think there's a lot of people who want to just run it back because of the nostalgia, because of the loyalty, because of what they've done in this uniform. Four banners, six finals appearances, new stadium. A lot of good happened with the big three.
Can I ask? They're very different. Basketball's different than all the other sports.
Yep.
So there's no like for like comparison. But do we view Frank Gore any less because he went to six, seven, eight different other teams?
No, of course not.
How about Tim Lincecum because he finished with the Angels?
No, we don't even remember that.
How about Mad Bum?
We don't remember him with the Diamondbacks. Well, we do, and it didn't work out for him, and he's still on the street right
but
now.
But does that change your love of that person?
No, but Bumgarner did do some things that soured me on him late in his tenure with the Giants.
Okay.
I don't think he was as loved. That. His peak 2014 when he did what he did against the Royals in that entire postseason, legendary. And in 2016, still legendary. Those last 3 years with Bub, last 2 years, it's like, eh.
What about Pablo?
I think a lot of people were ticked off with Pablo.
But right now?
I wasn't. What about people now? Love Pablo.
Okay. I don't know. I just think that everybody wants, like Brandon Crawford right now spent almost his entire career with the San Francisco Giants. And then this year wanted to keep playing and he went to the Cardinals. And I'm sure there are a few people that are upset with that. But like, I think the majority of people are like, dude, he was here long enough. He wants to keep playing. It's okay. He'll forever be a quote unquote forever Giant.
Right.
So I don't know.
I don't think people are going to necessarily, if Clay and Draymond, I don't think that's a conversation. Whether or not they move on and people are not going to root for them, they're going to always root for them. But I'm saying they just want to see their own retire together. It's like, you know, it's like a sports fairy tale when Kobe plays all 20 years with the LA Lakers. That's what people want to see with Clay and Dre. There's some people who want to see that.
Yeah, but for one guy to do it is very, very difficult.
Right.
For three,
I know.
It's almost unheard of.
Trust me, I know. I know. I'm not disagreeing with that.
But I think, to your point, though, I think that's what would make it even more special. It's so hard just to hold on to one guy. Like, think of Buster Posey and Matt Cain. I mean, the Giants got two guys who were career guys. And
Cain's career ended early.
Yeah, but we still hold those guys to such high regard. I think if you're a Warriors fan, it'd be great to see, obviously, Steph be a career Warrior. But to add Draymond and Clay on top of that with how hard it is, I do think that adds an extra layer of just how special it would be.
But you love, like, for example, you love Brandon Belt. Like, how were those last couple of years for Belt and Crawford received?
It was tough. Like, but no, I'm not like angry. Like, I don't look at Brandon Belt in the Blue Jays jersey.
No, not that. I meant when he's struggling at the end.
I mean, is that kind of just like part of the price you pay as a fan when you want to commit to a guy like that?
People say they want it on the front end, and I feel like then you go through it, and then you're pissed.
No, absolutely.
But that's not everybody, though. That's not everybody. Like, There's a lot of Giants fans. Who still wanted Brandon Belt? Hey, there's Giant fans right now who want Brandon Belt back right now. I see it on my Instagram timeline. Bring back Belt for first base. Not everybody's the same. Everybody loves hard. You know what I'm saying? Fans are different, man. Like, include David from Santa Rosa. David from Santa Rosa believes the run isn't over, right, David? David, you're on the roast.
Yeah, so I kind of got a bunch of points, but I don't think the run's over. I think the dominant dynasty's over. But if you comprehend all the games that we missed with the suspension and injuries and all the games we let go, I feel like they let those games go because they didn't comprehend the competition in the league. But if they didn't let all those games go and Draymond didn't get suspended, I think we're in like the 4th, 3 seed, even minimum the 6th seed. And that changes everyone's perspective, if that makes sense.
But what about their record versus winning teams, specifically in the West?
Yeah, that wasn't too good. But against Oklahoma, which is the 1st seed, we let both of those games go off like fouling at the end. Like just dumb fouls.
So they're going to be better a year from now.
I believe, well, obviously there needs to be change, and that's another point I want to get to. And I think Curry does need help because with people, like, learning how to guard Curry and all the athleticism and length, like, he can't just run all over the court at this age. He needs someone that's going to bring attention either to the paint or a shooter that he can pass to that gets that, like, double team off of him, if that makes sense.
Now, I hear that. I hear that. Good call, David. Now, look. We could look at, and I've cited records against the top teams, but I can remember every single game against these top teams. David is right. There's 3 Oklahoma City games that went down literally to the wire. They lose 2 or 3 of them. They could be 0-3. They could be 3-0 in those situations. Denver, they go on a 25-4 run. You're up double digits. I know it's funny. They go on a 25-4 run.
They used to do that to teams.
The game. They used to do that to teams. They're right. But that's how they lost. And you know, and we could all go back. I remember the show after that where Kuminga doesn't play the last 18 minutes, and we're all ripping Steve Kerr for it. Minnesota, you controlled the damn game. In 2 of the Minnesota games, you lose at the buzzer, basically. My colleague Jr. hits a 3 at Chase Center. You lose by 4. You lose to Minnesota in Minnesota by 4. It's a game that's nip and tuck. There's fans that can, you know, as much as we can say, hey, they didn't win against, those games could have went back and forth. And so maybe there's fans who are hanging on to that saying, possession here, possession there. We're a 6 seed and a 5 seed. I know that's not how it works, but we always play to what it could have, should have.
Do you subscribe to that?
Do I? For the team I saw, which is why I thought, man, any outcome Tuesday night wouldn't have surprised me because they were inconsistent. Part of it was due to all the lineup changes. Part of it was due to they weren't all clicking as one at one time. When Clay was hot, Curry got cold. You know, when Wiggins was rolling, Kuminga took a step back. When Kuminga was rolling, Wiggins took a step back. They were just not all clicking at once, this team. They didn't move to one drum beat all season long, and yet they win 46 games, and it just so happens that the West is as deep as it ever is. But with that said, there needs to be some tweaks, and I think Dudley V. Kerr, when we get to the sound, they're alluding to that. Got to get bigger. You got to get more athletic. You got to get some size, and there needs to be some tweaks within the system here, maybe with certain players. Draymond has to be more aggressive offensively. There's no doubt about that, especially if Klay moves on. Especially, that's some shooting you're missing. I know how people feel about Klay Thompson right now, which, you know, it is what it is. But you're missing some shooting if he leaves. That's a shooter.
No one's denying.
How are you replacing that shooting? Don't know when you have the cap that you have.
But I guess the conundrum that they find themselves in, well, there's the schematic thing. Like, okay, we get rid of, like, cause to me, keeping the guys together, Draymond, Steph, and Clay, and just sacrificing Wiggins, and let's say it's Kuminga or whatever, is that good enough? Is just a simple question. And then, you know, are these other guys good enough for whatever they get back to be able to be better a year from now, in year one of whatever that incarnation is?
I don't know.
I have a tough time believing that.
I don't know.
I'm coming to this more and more. You know, I know we got the draft next week, Bonte, with the 49ers, and you and I have kind of been talking about Brock Purdy, the money and the quarterback market and the reality of just sports finance in the modern age. And I'm looking at just where we're at, X's and O's, the profit margin sheets, the losses, et cetera. And I'm looking at the finances. And I just think that a lot of Bay Area fans need to come to grips with the business aspect of how difficult it is to keep all their favorite players on one team simultaneously. And I don't know anything. I'm forecasting here with the 49ers.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I don't know anything, but boy, you talk about not being surprised at the Warrior outcome. I would not be surprised if Brandon Ayuk gets moved next week. I've been feeling like it's going in that direction. I wouldn't do it, but I understand because they got a lot of money problems themselves. That's why Eric Armstead was moved. I'm looking at the Warrior situation, and I'm saying, boy, I think they're in some very difficult financial peril, and I would not be surprised if they take an even smaller step back next year so that they could reset their finances to make headway a year from now or 2 years from now.
No doubt.
And I know that's not what people want to hear,
but
that might be the reality that they're staring at.
And look, man, this cap with the second apron and the first apron, it takes so much to get under the first apron, and you got to get under the second apron so you don't get penalized. It can move draft picks, and you got the Chris Paul conundrum and everything like that. I mean, look, the finances are the finances. We know it. Joe Lacob has spent. And if there's anybody who deserves some leeway, do take a step back, I believe it is Joe Lacob and the Golden State Warriors. Like, I know people are saying, oh, Joe Lacob is not serious about winning. You see that on Twitter sometimes, and I'm laughing to myself, thinking, how could a guy not be serious about winning when he's spending money out of control? Like, over $700 million in taxes.
I don't want – if you are tweeting that out, you're ungrateful teenager who doesn't understand what the Warriors were prior to Mr. Lacob coming in.
But he could make bad decisions.
Yeah, but they spent $700 million.
But listen, he admitted. He came in here and told us, you know, some of the moves they made during the pandemic season because Clay got hurt again on the day of the draft when he tore his Achilles, they pivoted and said, we're trying to win now. We want him to have a playoff team. So they make the trade for Kelly Oubre Jr. Yeah. Doesn't work out, but you know what? Damn it, we got an owner here with the Golden State Warriors who's going to be aggressive and is going to exhaust all options to try to hang banners and to try and win. Now, you can disagree with the decision-making, no doubt. Okay, we don't all agree with Joe Lacob's decisions. But damn it, I got an owner who's going to put his money where his mouth is. He's going to put his money where his mouth is to try to win basketball games. So if they do take a step back by not paying the tax, and I get you got Stephen Curry here, and you want to maximize Steph Curry's window. But the reality is, you won 46 games and didn't make the playoffs. And he played over 70 games. Klay Thompson played 77 games. You didn't suffer major, major injuries. Chris Paul missed some time with the left hand fracture. GP2 was out various times with the hamstring and the calf. But you know that's baked into the equation. Andrew Wiggins missed a few games here and there. But for the most part, you were healthy. You just had an inconsistent roster and a roster that really didn't fit. The puzzle didn't fit at the end of the day.
Do you believe
it's time for you to do the legal?
I'll do it in a second. Go ahead.
Do you believe in, like, if you have good management, things will find a way?
Absolutely.
I do, too. So, like, I think about the San Francisco Giants. One of the first moves where I realized things were about finances, one of the first financial moves, wasn't trading away Kevin Mitchell, which ended up being a great trade. It was the not signing Will Clark. They chose Robbie Thompson. It was a little cheaper. You couldn't keep both guys. They allowed Will Clark to go. Now, they got the best years out of Will Clark for the most part.
You know what I don't like, though, is when they tell us, well, we really couldn't afford both. There's a will, there's a way. That's what I've kind of learned with these sports teams. But I've kind of learned that with these teams. If you want to keep a player, you can keep a player.
But did it kind of work out for the Giants when it was all said? And then they ended up finding Jeff Kent. It forced them to make some trades.
Yeah, that was like 3 years later.
I'm just saying.
And that was after a strike and a disastrous 1995 and a disastrous 1996.
Baseball was in its own right. situation. And
so that
94,
was,
they did have Matt Williams going for the home run record.
They did. And then a strike hit, and then 95 and 96 just sucked.
But the point being is that like it kind of works itself out. Like there was a point in time where they had to make a decision between Monte and Steph. Crazily, it worked itself out. You know, there was a time where they had to move off of David Lee. Right, we act like they haven't done, and I'm not putting Monte or even David Lee in the same category as these other guys, right? I understand there's way more equity. We watched the 49ers move off of so many guys over the years. Sports finds a way. If you believe in management to kind of get things right, like it's not going to be the end of the world if one of your favorite players ends up playing for another team for a couple of years. And it doesn't take away what they did.
I don't think people are worried about that. I think you're putting so much stock into that. About whether or not they, I don't think people are worried about Klay Thompson necessarily wearing another uniform or Draymond wearing another uniform. I think people just want to see the basketball team be productive. And what you have to do with the basketball team to be productive is you may have to make tough decisions. People get that. I don't think the whole, like, we all know how rare it is for a player to say, LeBron James is one of the greatest players ever. He's on his fourth team.
But how do you get, how do you get better? Like let's call it, they're going to play Klay 25 minutes a game. And I think he's a solid player. But is that a good enough at the price point, given how difficult it is to build the rest of the team around him with the minimal moves? Is a Wiggins, or even if you trade Wiggins and you go get, let's just say, everyone's hypothetical, Lauri Markkanen. So a Klay, Steph, Dre, Lauri Markkanen team, and Kuminga's gone, and Moody's somewhere out, and Pods and TJD, that's competing? We really think that's a top four team in the West?
No, it's not a top four team. I don't think anybody's saying that. Who's saying that? Who thinks that? They were the top four team this year. Even with Draymond, if Draymond doesn't miss those games, I think they're a top six team. Top four? I don't know. But you talk about Klay seeing the minutes. You know, everybody's so worried about Klay Thompson's minutes and, oh, man, he needs to see this amount of minutes. So since the All-Star break, and remember before the All-Star break, he came off the bench, his first ever game coming off the bench since his rookie season. And we're all like, how's Klay going to respond? Well, he goes 13-22. And he hits 7 threes in Salt Lake City, and he scores 35 points off the bench, which everybody wanted. And how many minutes did he do that in? 28 minutes and 14 seconds. 28 minutes and 14 seconds. That right there seems perfect for me for Klay Thompson. And then when you think about what he did through the end of the season, he played 29 minutes a game.
But
that's 19 minutes he's not on the floor.
No, I understand
that's,
that.
That's not bad for Klay.
No, I hear you. But you have to have the right parts alongside of him. Because,
no doubt.
Like, because you don't – like, right now their biggest need is a two-guard who can defend opposite Curry or a point guard who can defend player. Like a two-guard, right? And is bigger and stronger. So unless you're adding that guy to the team, I do think it's not Klay's fault. You just need someone else – alongside him and Curry, like a Curry Klay defensive lineup.
It's
not good enough.
But if you had Wiggins defending at the high level and you had Draymond back and you had a center comparable, you could get away with that lineup, which you did down the stretch. When you go 10-2, Klay was starting alongside Wiggins and Steph Curry, and everybody's talking about they're playing the best defense of the season. That was true.
Yeah, but I don't think that's good enough.
So 28 minutes a game for Klay, since we're focused on minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
28 minutes a game for Klay once he started coming off the bench and then through the last 25 games. Played 28 minutes a game. He got to 18.5 and shot 46% from the floor and 41% from three. Why are we complaining about Klay Thompson and his production? That's from pretty good production in 28 minutes a night. Why are we so focused
Points. No, like there's other ways to contribute.
Also, how much did we talk about the rapport with TJD?
No, it was really good. But there, you also have to create shots for others outside.
But that's not his game. Come on. If everybody can create shots for other people, let's stop it. How many shot creators are there in the NBA per team? Like Dallas has Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic.
They've
got Josh Giddey and SGA. All right?
And I think Jalen Williams from Santa Clara can create plays for them at times half court.
Come on. Like 28 minutes a game, and you're asking a player who has never been a shot creator, but he did have a good rapport with TJ.
It's not as good. It's just that you have to, what I'm saying is.
But why are we focused on Klay's minutes? There's other players who had worse seasons than Klay.
Well, because Klay's the guy right now, financially, depending on what he makes, that sets you up to where you can't make a lot of moves. That's why. right? Like the going back to the finances. So
well, he's a free agent.
But if you bring him back, you're kind of hamstrung with how many other moves you can actually make. So that's why I find it to be the most interesting. Is he the end all be all in terms of problem? No. I don't even know if he's the top, two or three problem. I think their problems are much deeper than him, but bringing him back locks you in to the limited amount of options to create an environment right around him that's better.
Well, 28 minutes, but I'm looking at Moody and Kuminga, and the guy who is blocking him or blocking them are Andrew Wiggins. Like, Clay is one of the best shooters in this league, and the spacing he provides, like, that's the other thing. We could talk about, oh, he's not a shot creator. Well, is Andrew Wiggins? Does Wiggins create for other people? Hell, we could ask, does Kuminga create for others? Does Moses Moody create for others?
Right now is a better defender.
I just feel like the finger point that Klay Thompson is just gone way over the top.
No, it's not finger pointing
because what he does, because what he does offensively is a lot more than Andrew Wiggins. It affects the offense a lot more than Andrew Wiggins. It affects the offense a lot more than Moses Moody because he can space the floor and you got to pay attention to the guy. But the players around Klay and Steph, when you look at them, when you got two non-scorers, guess what? Steph and Klay is going to be compromised with no spacing whatsoever. We saw that in Sacramento. Sacramento, they just blitzed Steph and said, somebody else beat us. And they sat on the lobs with Draymond Green in a 4-3 half-court situation. Mm-hmm. They dared Draymond Green to be aggressive offensively, and he didn't have it. So when I'm looking at other guys' minutes, like I'm getting 28 minutes, I'm saying, wow, Klay Thompson and TJD, how much did we talk about that two-man game? That was a big talking point. Wow.
Nice.
CP3 with Klay Thompson.
But I'm not sure. I'm not convinced TJD is a starting center in the league when you look around. Yeah. I think he's a backup. Like, I love TJD. Like, to me, ideal backup.
But
like,
we were saying that he's not creating for others, and he was creating for him. You know, so I agree with a lot of points. He's playing 28 minutes.
It's one
minutes,
thing to have a couple
fine
of assists.
But it's like, I just feel like we're hyper-focused on Klay Thompson and what he's doing
when
other players didn't pick up their water. Like, you know what I'm saying? Andrew Wiggins didn't hold his water.
Unfortunately, where they're at financially, it's put an overemphasis on Klay's contract, and we're nitpicking Klay Thompson because bringing him back locks you into a limited amount of ability to make a team better, right? You bring him back and you get right up to that apron. Really, the only trade piece that you would have that has any value is going to be Kuminga and Wiggins.
Who are you bringing in for him?
Who?
Klay Thompson.
You might just have to bite the bullet and lose
so
his
you
money
get worse just losing one of the best shooters in the
Bonte,
league. I don't think Joe Lacob's going for that.
He might not be. I'm different. I'm coming to the reality that I think they got to take a step back. And I think part of taking a step back is suppressing the salaries a little, keeping all of your assets in terms of draft capital, trading away Andrew Wiggins. I would trade away Draymond Green, get smaller contracts to move up. They need to fix their money. Like I personally believe
fix
their money.
And now we're left with Steph and we're winning 20 games.
And that's the gamble. Yeah,
yep, that's the gamble.
I know.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.